biggest bad boy of podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is AJ Kirsch, a.k.a. Broson Joe Brody.
And this is Follow Bob.
This is Alita.
This is Halston Bobby.
This is Darewolf PJ Black.
This is Kathy Campanelli.
This is Tom Garland. That's right, comedian Tom Garland from the movie Headstrong with Rob Van Dam. And right now, you are listening to the
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys podcast. Like, share, and subscribe. And if you don't, you can catch me outside. How about that?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
Is it time for wrestling talk?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
It's time for my wrestling talk.
Don't bother me. It's time for wrestling talk.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting presents Wrestling Talk.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm your host, DJ Impact, and I got the bad.
Did you just read your name?
No, stop it. No, you know I always get thrown off because I want to get the stream going on my end. So you know I'm trying to do that and talk at the same time. You know, man, I only can do one thing at a time.
Speaking of streams coming out of your end, where's Lucky?
Yeah, I guess I'm about to do roll call.
He's having a hard time downloading something to the Super Bowl.
His kids never got dropped off at the pool.
Apparently not.
Oh, God. Well, at some point, guys, King Lucky will find his way back with us here. But we're going to go ahead and kick into our wrestling talk, which is crazy because I love starting our very first show with our king, and the king is not here. The king of Smartville.
First of all, he's your king. He ain't my king. Let's not make that real
hashtag,
clear.
Hashtag not my king.
Not my king.
Okay. Okay.
See you some of them. You didn't have to use the candles this time.
That's right. There we go. All right. Well, welcome to the show there, King Lucky. Let me just give you three letters, and then you can take off. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, WWE, Raw, go.
That's six letters.
Go.
All right, the opening segment I thought was pretty good. It did run a little bit long. I will say that was my only gripe with it. You can tell Dominic earned his stripes because they beat the shit out of him. What was a little concerning to me is that nobody came to help him. Joe had just sat there and talked a big game to Seth and then did so the week before, but did nothing to bail him out. So that was a little bit odd, right?
But you didn't hear what he said in the whole thing. He says, look, I've been instructed that I cannot basically participate in any physical interactions based on my professional capacity.
Make him a badass. Break the rules.
Hell no. They paying. Shit.
Dude.
All right.
He's not in ring shape first, you know? It's going to take a month if he wants to get back in the ring, to get back into ring shape.
Yeah. All right.
Well, but I will say this. When he is in ring shape, the first person he's probably going to go after would be Seth. All depending on what happens.
No, the first person he's going to go after is CM Punk. We all know this.
Anyway, but elsewhere, I enjoyed Zelina getting back in the ring, her and Bianca Belair mixing it up.
Told you, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
I like the way that they went straight into their match right after that other match. The return of Mickey James.
Hey,
that was really cool too
for you, right?
Definitely for me. I met her in person, so okay. I'm always a fan of Mickey James.
Your memories recall every time you see her, like, do you recall immediately, vividly that moment you met her in person?
Yeah, you better believe it.
You bring back Mickie James to start a feud with Natalya.
That wasn't the best choice to book her in, but you know, I'm sure she'll work her way to some other talent. Shayna on Raw Underground, holy shit, that's the right way to use her.
You think that it came off okay with those particular women she was beating up?
It didn't matter about them. To me, it mattered about her. And
their selling was horrible, man.
Yeah, their selling was horrible.
They looked like they were fucking community theater actors.
Yeah.
Right. Seriously.
No, I know.
Make her that fucking dominant. I want to see these fucking bitches crying. Seriously, yeah, man. Fucking commit to it. That's the whole thing. It's like, this isn't, because it looks like she's playing with them in terms of, not in a good way, like she's dominant and playing with them.
Right, but just, it's play fighting. Fighting is what you're driving at.
I don't know. That's the only problem I had with it. It's like, I would have loved to seen her take down the big dude.
Oh, shit.
Right.
But you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that for them to take you down, squeeze you.
Put that on a pay-per-view.
No, I didn't mean the pay-per-view. You got to pay for that.
I know what you
meant. Through an agency.
I know what you meant. And then elsewhere, I mean, obviously the big one, Randy Orton. Yeah. Punk kicked Ric Flair, man. So Shawn Michaels is coming this week.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's going to happen to Shawn, right?
He about to get punted.
He's going to get punted too.
Here's a big problem this week, and this is a theme throughout all of wrestling this week. It was beat up people who are.
That's the best.
That's shit karma.
That's ever happened.
That's karma.
Right,
I'm
right
telling
when
you.
He was starting to talk the most amount of shit.
Yes.
Karma just bites him right in the ass.
Did you know he was coming for AEW?
Yep. Hey, I call it in the last show? I ain't worried about these mutes no more, man. That fucking karma coming back. You gonna blitz the fuck out.
But yeah, we'll continue. But anyway, you know, one of two things could happen. I mean, this could be, you could go two ways. One, it could really be that he turned on Rick. But two, you know, they're so good at this double turn that could have been a setup, because you never saw him kick Rick. You saw him hit him with the low blow, but he can hit him with a low blow at another date, and then he's got a cup on or whatever, but it's the sell. You know, Ric Flair comes down to the ring or whatever, and, you know, you think Randy's turned on him, and boom, he helps Randy. So, you know, I don't know.
You're not buying it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, obviously for Rick, he's older, so he couldn't hit an RKO on him because he's fragile, right? So you couldn't hit an RKO on Flair. But it is another way that you could look at it. The easy low-hanging fruit is, yes, he did turn on him, but you could flip it back and, you know, you can make him cost Drew.
Matt Michaels, you're back, man. Finish your thought.
The thought was, fuck you. Fuck you. I can still hear shit.
I know, but you know who you should be fucking?
It's better when we can't hear you respond.
Oh, no, you know what's funny? You know you should be fucking? Your internet provider, man. Because they fucking you.
True, if you could ever get it through to them. That's the problem.
That's what Sensity Steve says, facts.
The problem is, this week was beat up old fucking people week. In all of wrestling.
It was.
Yeah.
It was so disturbing because these guys are not looking like they did even 15 years ago. They look like your grandfather. So, you know, Grandpa Flair got punted in the head. So now Shawn Michaels, who looks like Grizzly fucking Adams, you know, if he was, you know, 72, you know, he's going to wheel his ass down the ring. He's going to get punted. We'll probably see Hunter will come out then. So now he's looking a lot better. Hunter, you're a really cool dude. Awesome. Keep it up.
Keep the check coming in.
I don't want to get my ass kicked either. But like fucking then AEW, fucking Tully can barely move. Arn's pregnant. You know, and then
making that best stretch.
And then they at least give those guys the option to get the fuck out of the ring. The Rock and Roll Express, who look like two grandmas now, are getting beat up by FTR, who have to fake an injury, oh man, oh, it was great to see old people getting beat up. too bad Moolah is still not around.
Oh man,
damn.
Jesus.
Overall, though, WWE Raw, I mean, did you guys think it was a good show overall? I mean, this leading up to is this a show going to SummerSlam, or we have one more week for that?
No, we had tonight. Tonight's the go-home show for Raw.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So. All right. Overall, it was a cool show.
Yeah, it was.
It looked like Retribution. Also, they threw a cedar block into the window of the performance.
They've already fucked that group up.
Well, let me hear your take.
I'll give them a hard time when it's time, bro.
Well, let me hear you. Hashtag not my king. I want you to please tell me your thoughts.
We'll get to that in a little bit, but yeah, so what?
Oh,
you know, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Sin City, you're like.
They threw a cinder block in a place where they're no longer going to be. Sin City
can't
at.
Believe I'm giving WWE shit.
Yeah, I can't believe you're actually shitting on something that occurs on Monday night.
Listen, I'm fair, baby.
It occurred on Wednesday night first. It occurred on fucking AEW. It's called the Dark Order. A bunch of guys in black masks going around doing stupid shit. They get a leader, and then it just fucking goes. So we're about to see the same fucking thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out to be
CM Punk.
No, Eric Rowan.
Oh man.
That was brilliant.
He's
gonna make fun of me on their show. Oh, just wait, Mr. Brody.
You know what's sad?
Thank you, Michaels, for speaking that out into the ether. Yeah. So that now when it happens, I will be just forever pleased.
I won't be pleased. I'll be like, God damn, failed
expectations. I'll laugh my ass off at it because it's bound to be terrible. If Eric Rowan is running the shit, it's bound to be terrible.
But I will say this, though. Eric Rowan. You can't actually even say his name right. Yeah, I sure as fuck can't. But then again, I have a problem with not saying anybody's name. So
don't worry, DJ Impact does every week too.
True. Whatever.
I believe he's better on the mic than Brody Lee.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's gonna go nowhere. Like the sauce is correct on that whole recipe, but I'm saying like I don't mind listening to him on the freaking mic.
Lucky's sauce is never correct.
My sauce is always right, baby. I got the sauce dripping.
Shit.
Yo, shit. Hold on. Time out. If your shit was correct, you'd have been on time. You were still pushing one out.
Yeah.
You got to work on your sauce, bro. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we'll get you some prune juice or like some laxatives or something, dude.
Yeah.
We'll get you some Metamucil, bro. We got you.
All right. Yeah. Next show.
Is that it for Raw, though?
Do you have anything else to say? Anything else to add?
I mean, Lucky covered all the things I wanted to cover, so let's roll on.
Okay. Your hashtag.
Call a beaver a beaver, baby, and let's move on.
And let's keep on going on, kicking on, whatever the hell you say.
Oh, is that Pizza Reno Uno?
It actually looks kind of cool like that.
You think so?
This is the coolest we've ever looked.
All right, so we'll go over into Tuesday night. We have Impact Wrestling. Who all watched that?
Oh, I definitely watched that. Okay. Kings gonna watch.
Well, I tell you what,
I didn't get a chance to watch it this week, so you know it is what it is.
So you know, here at the Vegas Bad Boys headquarters, every blue moon we get someone who says, "Hey, we want to go ahead and be a sponsor," and we have a person who actually sponsored a quick promo for our show. So let's go ahead and kick that, and then we'll go right into our Impact Wrestling talk. So let's see what we have here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See what we got.
Is it audio or video?
Let's try it out.
We got video.
Let's try it.
Oh! Baby! You are looking at the hottest free agent in wrestling. I bought this ad for 30 seconds. You know, and I can say, and any company would be lucky to have me. He, you know that? Man, I'm timber. Time's going by so quick. I mean, I still have kids. I still need this job, you know? And you know what? So what I'm saying is, I need you guys to help me. I need you guys to make this start trending. I mean, there's a hashtag right here. It should be Heath for Impact. The number 4, Heath for Impact. Let's get that trending so they can open their eyes.
Okay.
Listen, man, don't let that other video play you just got right there loaded up. Hey, Heath, man, keep going, bro. I love that guy no matter what, dude. He's entertaining. Yeah. I'll let you kick off Impact.
Well, overall, Impact was working their show towards the pay-per-view. Oh, not pay-per-view. I'm sorry. The next event show they're going to be having called Emergence, which would be a two-week presentation. So that's kind of where the show was leading up to. Overall, I enjoyed it as always. They did kick off with the whole thing. Willie Mack and Eric Young got into a fight at the beginning, and that was a good match that happened between there. Eric Young ended up winning that particular match, but good stuff there. And then we have Kimberly and Jordynne Grace.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a good match that happened there. And man, I'm just telling you, just overall, I gotta tell you, just watching the women's match there, just the wrestling between not just them, but there was also one with Tasha Steelz and Kiera Hogan against Havoc and Avaya again. They've been kind of working the last couple of months, but just watching the women's wrestling there is just awesome, just to see just how they're continuing to just build up on that. And this, of course, is now setting up the match for Deonna Purrazzo to go against Jordynne Grace for that. So who knows? I mean, we haven't really seen much of Deonna since she won the title, right? She just kind of been.
I'll tell you what, though. Early on, I was very critical on this show of her promos. But the one that she did this week was very to the point, and she delivered it very well. And I thought she did well on this particular promo. I saw some stuff from her that I didn't really like early on. But this one.
So glad she lived up to your expectations.
That's it, baby. Boom. But anyway, it was good. And I will say that I'm really looking forward to that match, which is a 30-minute Iron Man match. That's so right. Those two are going to tear it up.
Which is actually a first ever for Impact.
Yeah, that's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. And then you didn't mention, dude, you didn't tell the group.
Yeah, I'm still.
Cameron Grimes is in Impact Wrestling now, bro.
Well, that ain't it. But
fail. Fail. Good attempt, but fail.
I got the picture. I'll send it. You guys got to see this. He's in Impact Wrestling.
Oh, Lord. Wrestle House is still.
Taya Valkyrie, baby. That's it. That's the only reason why I watch Wrestle House. It's for Taya Valkyrie.
Well, the main point of doing Wrestle House is she started off the episode saying that we're going to watch her greatest hits, and everyone had to pretty much sit there and watch that. But there was, of course, some other craziness happening around the house that caused for there to be some outside wrestling to happen. And one of them happened to be with Ace Romero and Larry D. So, you know, normally they are brothers that tag team together, but now they was on opposite sides because, you know, AC was like trying to offer Larry some popcorn. And, you know, Larry, he was kind of like how Sin City Steve and Matt Michaels are on some nights here. They just really lay back and zoned and, you know, just enjoying life. And then you got someone saying, you know, hey, come partake in this. And then he said the very words that he knew something was wrong. It was like, look, man, I'm not always hungry. And AC knew that was a problem. And
you say hungry? You say hungry or hungry?
Hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry.
So
H-O-N-G-R-Y.
That's passion. It's passion, yeah, when you're hungry.
Yeah. So, yeah, that ended up an outside match as well. And then there was one, and also another one with Susie. We all know Susie. And Alicia.
Alicia. Because she lit like licorice.
Alicia.
Did you say
Aisha? No, he said Alicia.
That was a song before.
That was.
Aisha. Yeah, remember that song?
So they end up having a match, and of course, Susie won that one as well. Big thing, though, Eddie Edwards, of course, who's the Impact champion, was ready to take on Eric Young because he's also wanted to get a piece of him for what he did last week. And who came out to fight him for that title? Brian Myers. Who's Brian Myers, King Lucky? Who?
What was his name in WWE? Oh my God,
Curtis Hawkins.
Curtis Hawkins.
Yeah. So anyway, Brian Myers.
I like his hoodie.
Yeah, Brian Myers finally came out, made his intro, and of course he lost to Eddie Edwards. But it was a good match. You know, they did their thing. So like I say, everything was leading up to that. The big match coming on, and it looked like the first night is going to be, and they did a good segment. It's going to be Moose versus Trey for the TNA title.
Moose.
So, there was a little bit of a good skit that happened with there. I enjoy. How about Chris Bay, TJP, and Rohit Raju for the X Division title? And somehow, you know, Rohit got himself in there. He kind of tricked Chris Bay, saying, "Hey, man, you know, you need to have somebody else in this ring to have your back. So you should make it a three way, you know, and then we can go ahead and beat up on TJP together. And you know, then you got it." But we know it ain't gonna turn out like that, bro. He's gonna try to.
Yeah, that match is gonna be really entertaining.
Yeah, it really is. So. That's another one to look forward to. And, of course, the Good Brothers, man, they came in, they wreck havoc as well. And their match against Ace Austin and Madman Fulton is going to take place next week, too. So, overall, like I said, I enjoyed the show. And that's all I got, man. If you wanted to add anything, King Lucky, other than that.
No, they definitely rebounded. I thought this week's show was entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, it's leading up to, like you said, the pay-per-view, if you will. But, yeah, I thought it was a very good show. And, you know, they didn't do 1,000 skits for, you know, Wrestle House. I mean, they kept it, you know, they had a few, but they kept that under control. And, like I said, Taya Valkyrie entertained me. You know, she can't do no wrong in my book, but... yeah, I thought it was a good show this week. I did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go over to Simon Street favorite show, WWE NXT. Ooh. Tell us, man, what did you enjoy during that show, bro?
It was a lot that went on during that show. I mean, obviously, some of the highlights for me, you know, happened to be mostly toward the end. You know, I do like the fact of what they're doing.
You didn't watch it again, did you?
No, I did watch it. Come on, man. The reason why I'm talking about the end, because what I did the last couple of times, I'll talk about the stuff early on happened, and I really want to talk about something else that later happened in the show, and I don't get to talk about it. So I flipped it up.
Go ahead, Simon Street.
Man, damn, no faith.
We know when you're lying, man. We know when you're lying.
I ain't lying. No, no, no. I was going to say the stuff that's going on with Keith Lee and Karrion Kross. I want to say it. I thought that was really, really cool. Where you're now having Keith Lee start talking a little bit more ethnic. You know, he letting the you know, he basically told him, you acting like a little bitch, won't come out here to the ring. But I thought the whole finish with the whole flame in the eye thing, I thought that was kind of cool. I was a little concerned because I was like, man, I hope he really didn't burn his eye or anything like that. Obviously, it didn't really happen. But I'm just saying, like,
hey,
I was.
Hey, welcome to my kingdom, bro.
We welcome you
with open arms.
No, let me finish first. I'm saying because I've seen that in stuff that's not wrestling, where they do that same little stunt and it can go bad with flash paper and stuff. So that's why I was saying I'm glad that he had a good ample enough distance. Of course, another big highlight, now that I said what I want to say, Velveteen Dream is back.
Yes, baby.
Cleared of charges of, you know, freaking whatever the heck happened. But, you know, that was a good mix up. You know, of course, he was beat by Cameron Grimes, you know, who's not on Impact. Which I'm sure, which Lucky was probably really excited to see, but it
Lucky
was a decent.
Was like Lucky was like a 13-year-old boy when Velvet was Dream.
Oh my gosh, he was probably like, oh my gosh, the Dream, he's back, he's been cleared. I can put the poster down. Free Dream,
hey,
free.
You know what? Hey, very talented. I'm happy that he got cleared. I'm sure WWE went to the end of the earth to clear him. Yeah. And I'm happy that he is back because he is such a great talent.
You are going to be eating those words at some point down the line.
Well, I mean, I guess that we knew that it needed to happen at some point. I mean, after all, AEW has Chris Jericho, the demo god for 18 to 49-year-old people. Let's have the Dream come back, who is the demo god to the 12 to 18-year-old.
Damn. Man, come on.
Where does Lucky fit into that? Because he ain't in the age category.
Come on, man.
There are outliers, I guess.
The Dream. Stop, bro.
If they were smart, WWE NXT would bring in, as a manager, Santana Jackson for him.
Mm. Yeah, why not? Okay.
What was another thing too?
I did.
Yeah. It's Wonderland.
Yeah,
I was gonna say another good thing that I saw with NXT that I thought was really cool is I felt like the pacing was really good, and the reason why I said that's because the last 2 weeks the pacing has been decent. You know, I mean, that's not to say that NXT is not on when it comes to pacing, but I prefer the pacing as it's been the last 2 weeks. And I don't know if any of y'all noticed it. Maybe it's just me, but I enjoyed the pacing as what it was. Some of the
I think you need to sit down, stop pacing.
Ooh, me? No, because some of the little vignettes that they normally do. It normally would have went way longer, you know, like Gargano, you know what I mean? I'm glad it didn't go as long as it had in the past, because when it came on, I was like, oh, okay, she reading the story to the dog, which the dog was having no part of that freaking fairy tale. He was like, I want no parts of it. Let me get the fuck off your lap. Gargano's hanging up freaking lights in his house and then left the fucking ladder. That's not safe. You know what I mean?
Well, I would say I thought that was a great promo. That was actually pretty cool.
I didn't say it wasn't a great promo.
I know. I'm just saying.
Like, I'm glad it went as long as it did. Yeah. Because in the past, it's gone way too fucking long. And for me, I lose interest.
Hmm. You missed the best part of the whole fucking thing. And that was as he was leaving.
Yeah.
He said goodnight to Doc Hendricks' picture.
Yeah. Yep.
He has a picture of Doc Hendricks on his fucking wall.
Good night, Doc.
I'll also say the other things that stood out for me, Bronson Reed versus Damian Priest was a hell of a match. You know, Bronson Reed, you can tell right now, they've got a lot of stock in that guy. And the thick boy is definitely going to, you know, he might shock the world, baby, at TakeOver 30.
No.
You never know.
you know who's winning that match.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Cameron Grimes, baby.
Fuck that.
If he wins that, hold on.
They're going to do it just to piss me off.
Hold on. I'm saying.
Let's do a friendly wager.
So, thanks, Vance Hunter. We appreciate you.
Let's do a friendly wager. If Grimes does indeed win, what is something that, Lucky, you're going to have to eat shit and buy a Cameron Grimes shirt and wear it on the show?
All right, I'm down. If he wins it all, I will order my Cameron Grimes shirt and wear it on the show.
All right.
And you have to do and you have to do an opening box on your social media, an open box. You know, like the kind of Miz does, and be all excited and shit and try it on live. And then wear that same day.
The real question that you're missing here, and I'm lucky I'm coming back for on your behalf here. So you just gave him a parameter.
I was waiting for ours. What's ours?
Not ours, yours.
That's fine. I have to agree to the terms, but go ahead. It needs to be of equal value. Let's go.
Shave it.
That's nothing. I shave my head all the time, but I'll do it. I mean, shit.
You ain't shaved.
You know what? Hey, he's got to shave the goatee. He's got to get rid of this.
All right. Deal.
Hey,
well, at least I know I'll be working out when I get hit on then. Shit. Oh, I'll take my shirt off and work out.
Hey, I will say, too, lastly, because, you know, this was also really good, but Mercedes Martinez and Rhea Ripley, that has all the makings of an exceptional feud, and I can't wait. So that was really good.
That actually was really good. I'm glad you brought that up. At first, when Martinez was kind of getting in the way of Ripley, I was kind of wondering like, do I really want to see that? But now that I'm seeing it like with this week, I say I want to see more of it. So I hope. I'm sure NXT is going to do more with them, obviously, on the wall. But I want to see where it goes, what, how they're going to fit into it. I was actually really excited. The promo that I was going to call her Dakota Fanning, Dakota Kai did, was really cool. And then, of course, you had, NXT Women's Champion, Io Shirai do hers. And I thought it was cool in all subtitles. How she was kind of caught it. And at the end, she was like, every time I see you, you're still the scared little girl, Shayna Baszler. I was like, throwing shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool how she did that, because I don't know if y'all thought about it. I'm sure you did because you're geniuses. But I kind of forgot about those days when she was running all scared and shit of Shayna Baszler, like, because Shayna Baszler was bullying the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of cool how she's, gone her way. But, good stuff. I'm actually excited to see Dakota Kai and Io Shirai.
Yeah.
The Robert Stone brand, which I'm a fan of. My only issue now that I see going back to Mercedes is Aaliyah is just too happy and chipper, and she's going to eventually annoy her and get her ass beat. And then what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen then to the Robert Stone brand. I want that brand to be built to become something, and I don't want it just to continue to be a joke to a point that it doesn't even matter anymore. Although I know that's,
Well, if you look at it too, Mercedes Martinez could start rubbing off on her, She make her fucking a badass.
Okay, but I don't see that happening with Aaliyah. Okay, Aaliyah's gonna stay she's gonna stay the way she is. But that's gonna eventually is gonna cause some friction there, and Mercedes a bounce. But let's think of how we can build that Robert Stone brand, because there's something there,
What do you envision for the Robert Stone brand if you could be the person to ink the narrative?
Well, apparently he's already envisioned Aaliyah's friction.
Illustrate that for us, because a lot of us, you know, who watched NXT from the get-go have seen Aaliyah try very hard to, you know, upgrade.
For the last 10 years.
I mean, because she's been there for a long time. Like, what do you see? Do you think that Aaliyah is something that needs to be doctored up, changed, or taken out of the equation? Or what do you think, Mr. Impact?
Well, that question's for me. Okay.
I said Mr. Impact. So
with Aaliyah.
As far
not
as
Aisha, not Aisha.
I'm just saying that for starters, I haven't seen Aaliyah as long as she's been around, okay? Because I haven't watched tons of NXT. But from what I've seen from her, I don't have a problem with her wrestling skills or anything, but her character at the moment, as to what she's doing with the brand, I just have a problem with how happy and cheerful and giddy she is around someone who is not playing around, who's powerful, and eventually we know we'll get her ass kicked. And when that happens, when she do that, of course, she will leave the brand. Now, what would be great is if she got her ass kicked, maybe, you know, Robert Brand's like, yeah, let's get rid of Aaliyah, and then they could create a strong brand within that. I'm just saying I enjoy the Robert Stone brand itself, and I don't want to see it get destroyed. In a way it goes, it seemed like on TV it works better with Aaliyah and Robert.
But you're missing the key that makes it a great character piece, and that is Aaliyah. Oh shit!
No, you're still there. Keep going.
Yeah. No, you're still there. You just paused.
Aaliyah and Robert Stone are both fucking morons. That is what makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to if you change Robert Stone to be a heel manager in the likes and veins of, you know, a Bobby Heenan, it won't work because Heenan was the brain.
Right.
Robert Stone is a fucking moron character. Yeah.
I got you. So,
he's like a used car salesman.
Yeah. He's great at what he does.
Well, no one's arguing that, but the thing is that if you turn him to be a badass manager, it's not going to work at all. You know, yeah. Now if Martinez, if she ends up basically going full out heel, then they become faces.
Right.
And that's usually comedy acts are usually, you know, more geared towards faces. And that goes back to the thing about when we talked. You'll hear this tomorrow on Three Count,
mm-hmm.
And that is the Dark Order being on being the elite. They're used as a comedy act, compared to what they're trying to convey on the show. So that's the thing. If you have a heel and they're doing comedy, unless they're getting their asses handed to them, it doesn't work. It's a conflict.
Right.
So that's what you probably end up seeing.
Yeah.
You know, or the other way you go is they're so stupid they don't realize that Martinez is the leader.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got a couple options that are pretty typical, you know, storyline type things you would do.
Last thing to kind of mention that no one hasn't mentioned yet, right? Adam Cole dares Pat McAfee to show up in the ring next week, and we pretty much know that he accepted that challenge. So that should be I'm liking where that's going. Sin City, you haven't said too much about NXT, but what's your take on that and the show in general?
So I thought that was pretty well done. I mean, you know, the way that everything went down is, you know, you had Killian Dane versus Drake Maverick, and Yui hit the ring and laid both guys out. Which, I mean, it's good to do that every now and then. It's not great to do it every week. But in a situation like this, it was definitely allowable. I was completely cool with it. And honestly, I'm interested to see just how big of a shit show this Pat McAfee and Adam Cole match is going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean that in the best possible way, because, you know, I love technical wrestling and all that kind of stuff, but I do like some good escapism too.
Yeah.
Plus you throw in the fact that Pat is a very polarizing person, and he's just amped up his, like, who he is to 11 for this character. So it's awesome. I'm definitely on board with this storyline. I just can't wait to see how it finalizes and where it takes us.
Aren't they doing an hour Iron Man match?
I hope not.
No.
I'd rather see a kicking contest.
Right?
The reason why I didn't even mention it, I'm glad you did, Sin City Steve. You are an amazing man to showcase that to me, the whole thing is malarkey. I'm not interested in that. I will be using that as a bathroom break. And it's nothing against Adam Cole. I think he's amazing. But when you hear stupid shit like from last week.
Thanks.
Good night, baby. That's some stupid shit. Stupid shit. But thank you, Sin City Steve. Thank you.
AEW.
All right. Well, let's go over then to AEW.
Since he wasn't even ready to go.
I know, right?
He's like, well, hold on. I guess we're going.
Sin City, I'll let you kind of start this one off. What highlight you have for that show?
Three letters, MJF.
Yeah.
Yet again, this promo was one of the best things in any wrestling program this week. It was a lot of fun. I loved the use of the camera angles and just everything that they're doing with MJF en route to this championship match.
Too bad they're not putting the title on him.
You know, I could see something to where something like there's some sort of chicanery this time, and it will be something to where they will have a rematch, and MJF should be the one to take the title from Moxley. Obviously not right yet, but yeah, I could see MJF taking the title from him. In addition to that, Cody and Scorpio Sky had a great match. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted a little more out of that match. I thought that they could have told a little bit more of a story. The ending came out of nowhere, so I don't know if he hit him with, you know, multiple crossroads in order to get the win. Just the execution of the second one was just kind of weird.
It was.
So yeah, it seemed almost anticlimactic. Then obviously you had Jericho and Orange Cassidy in your main event. Obviously I'm not talking about every single match on the show, but because unlike one of the other panelists, I do care about everyone else having some things to say about other things on the show. So I'm not going to talk about every single match. Hashtag not my king.
What the fuck ever.
So, but yeah, so as we saw in the main event, Orange Cassidy does not have to pay for the cleaning bill of Chris Jericho's jacket.
Yeah.
And saved himself $7,000. Now the thing is, I have family members, friends that will randomly tune into AEW from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother tuned into AEW this past week, caught the main event, mm-hmm. and he's a passive wrestling fan. He'll watch it if it's on, but he won't go out of his way to go find things. And he just happened upon that and thought that they told a great story, and he had a lot of fun with the match. So, you know, with him being a casual viewer, that just is further proof that Orange Cassidy is resonating with a particular group of people. And I'm glad that they finally pulled the trigger and gave him the win over Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was all Mike Chioda's fault. Mike Chioda. 93-year-old Mike Chioda.
Ouch.
Michaels.
Mike Chioda.
I'm just saying.
You are just the most morose individual I have ever met, you know? You just shit all over absolutely everything.
You got there. You got options than bringing in Chioda. And then let's do an angle where Jericho has to ask Chioda, because I went to bat for you and got you your job, you know, kept you your job, that you'll do a favor for me, because Jericho obviously can't beat Orange Cassidy on his own.
Of course.
You know what's so interesting about Mike Chioda? Boy, his belly. I was looking at that belt. I said, could they not find him an extra large shirt? like they look like they gave him I wouldn't say a small, but it looked like he had like a large. Yeah, I was like, dude, I mean, you must be living a good life, because when you got a belly like that, that's good living. That's what that is.
He at least got to go home with two hot chicks. I think one's name was Ricky.
Jesus.
Hey, let me tell you.
Roberta.
I don't judge anybody into quarantine right now, because everybody's waistline, unless you're on TV Weekly, is pretty hit.
What are you talking about? I lost mad weight, man.
Well, that's good for you, bro. Good for you.
So did
you. Yeah, Sin City Steve been losing weight. We've been putting in them reps, clanking and banging.
So did your ex-wives when they got rid of you.
They probably did, thankfully because shit. I wasn't on top anymore. So
hey, let me just say, hold on. Let me rewind this a little bit.
You know what? Time out. We're going to call Matt Michaels, a.k.a. Soggy Pants. Because you be shooting everything, man. Soggy Draws. We're going to call you Soggy Draws.
What?
All right, check this out.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let me go back, because there's a few things I want to hit on real quick. Brody Lee came down after the Scorpio Sky and Cody Rhodes match. Okay, so now you have me believe he's going to challenge for the TNT title. If he does,
you have me believe that.
Yeah.
He did a vignette with the old championship and called out the fucking champion.
If he does not win, where are they going with him?
Back to the drawing board. Yeah. Next question.
All right. Next one. How the fuck, and I wasn't on the show last week.
Obviously.
How the fuck is the best friends in a feud with Proud and Powerful when those guys are softer than soft serve ice cream? Let me tell you, if somebody spray paints my mom's minivan, I'm going to fucking whip their ass so bad. And then this week, they destroy their gear. Like, huh? I don't know.
Well, that's all they had. What else do you expect them to do? I mean,
why does your mom still have a minivan?
Hey, also, Heather Monroe.
Yes, super happy.
Heather Monroe, even though it was a squash match, baby, the Killer Bay was on AEW TV. And I'll tell you what, she's got loads of personality and great ring work. They got to get her in. I mean, it'll just only add to the talent roster.
There we come. He discovered her. We get it.
But
listen. Hold
but on. I will say this, King Lucky, I'll let you go back. If you hadn't noticed, they have been building up their women's division not just us, but other people. I mean, because you got Eva Lisa's on there. I mean, you're getting more top competitors to come on to make, you know, put some fat on that women's division so that way they can rock.
Yeah, top competitors like fucking Ariel from the Funkettes.
Besides her, but I'm saying, I mean – They put in some good people, and of course, Funkettes. the fucking dactyls.
But yeah, overall, AEW was entertaining on Wednesday night. It was.
It was what's up.
Yeah.
Well, so it honestly, it doesn't matter what any of us thought about AEW Dynamite. DJ Impact.
Yeah. Ooh,
what say you? Go.
Well, look, I let you guys did a good job running down the show.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it.
No, you watched it. Look at it.
I watched it all. And I wanted to get this point in. It has nothing to do with wrestling on the show. It has to do with the fans. This is one of the biggest issues I'm finding, and I'm learning now that they are slowly letting some fans into the daily place. Can you explain to me that if you are letting them in, or if you're letting whoever you are letting in, why are they all grouped into that one particular section of this huge venue? In this huge venue.
It's the COVID section. So that way, if y'all all contagious, I'll take your ass back.
But see, that doesn't, yeah, and I know what you're joking, but it just makes no sense. It's, you know, and I get it. I guess if you do have a group, at least you're getting, I guess, a large sound to come to one area when everyone's screaming in one direction, probably versus having them split. But still, it just makes no sense to have 50 people you let in. And then the rest of the building is empty seats. Why not just kind of spread them out? I mean, you already, you know, so I don't know. That's just one of the things I find interesting. You pack them all in this one little section. But overall, I mean, you know, the show is the show with AEW. You know, I questioned everything when I watched them.
You know. That's why I asked you.
And you know what? I don't even watch Dark. But you know what was sent to me, right?
You don't like it dark?
Do you guys know what was sent to me?
Tell us.
Sometimes it's sometimes it's better if sometimes it's just better if you just show the fans so they know, you know what it is.
Oh, he's got it loaded.
You know? I mean, maybe that's just better. I don't know. Okay. And someone maybe can explain that to me. Let's just get right to it.
Oh, my God. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
There you go. Oh, yeah, let's do it again. Oh, wow. Yeah, now look at him. I mean.
Hey, and he's one of the best workers in the business.
See, in this. So anyway, AEW was cool. It was cool.
Ooh, looks like we're gonna
do
Steve gave it 4.5 stars.
No. No, I did not.
You know, shout out to Brody Lee for saying TikTok time is up. I did quote that. Yeah, he did say that.
TikTok. He did. I was waiting for someone to say something. So.
Yeah. Don't ever do that again, Brody Lee.
Yeah.
You know what? I find one of the reasons that I don't really get concerned about it is because my fast forward button works.
Well, again, I will say it like this. Y'all can get your jokes in. You guys can get your laughs in. But I'm telling you, they got the deep pockets, and they're going through the motions, and eventually they'll get back on track. What the fuck are you doing?
Are you ready for a good time?
Oh, fuck. if there's one thing that'll get me to shut the hell up is that damn song, knowing it is a great song associated with SmackDown. Why they chose that, I don't know. But let's continue.
Hey, I will say this, too. Another one of the things that bothers me also, Cody, right? Why do you need to bring this entire entourage to the ring? Why don't you just...
Dude, that's just the Nightmare family, bro.
I get it.
It's just Arn Anderson. He's pregnant. It looks like there's more people.
He's got kids.
It's just insane. 10 people following. Come on, man. Just have Arn and that's it, man. Why you gotta have everybody else?
Hey, let's hear from Steve. Steve, why does he do it?
Network why did he get that fucking obscene, ugly ass tattoo on his neck?
by the way, they sell it on AEWshop.com.
I'm sure they fucking
do. They really? Oh my gosh, they do. Oh, that's unfortunate.
So you too can have the Cody Rhodes. Oh no, just Cody, because WWE owns his last name.
You know what? That's a good idea, Lucky. I'll do that for the Vegas Bad Boys on a Halloween special. I will dress up as Cody.
No.
Dye my hair blonde and get the tattoo right here. You just a real tattoo.
You just found yourself the end of that bet. So if Cameron Grimes doesn't win, you got to get an actual Cody Rhodes tattoo.
I'm not getting a tattoo on my neck. I'll buy it off of AEW. I can't go.
Dude, we'll pay for
I am not
putting
that in.
Hell no. Drunk.
Hell no. I am not putting. Look, I tell you what. The only way I would put that ink on the side of my neck is if I get on AEW. And wait, I can hang out with the Nightmare Family.
We'll get you the temporary.
No, one. You ain't getting me a temporary shit. I want AEW to contact mine.
Send it to Cody.
No.
You can be the jobber that he beats on next week's open
challenge. Hell no. No.
It's like Cody versus Cody. You know that.
Doppelganger match.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm good. No, but if it's like a little fake tattoo thing that they sell it like Lucky was saying, I'll buy that. I'll dye my hair blonde.
If Cameron Grimes doesn't win, you'll get the fake tattoo.
I'll get the fake tattoo. I'll find some blonde hair dye and blonde my hair and pretend Cody Rhodes. And then when I get done, I'll stand up and I'll hold my kidney my kidney and my ribs, because every time he has a match, those are always hurting. Oh,
yeah.
You know, am I lying though?
Nah.
You know,
someone need to check out his kidneys and ribs.
John says that we got to get the dork order tattoo for Steve. Right on his forehead.
On his forehead. Junior dork order. But you know what?
The thing is, I'm not fucking stupid enough to agree to a shitty ass bet like what you two dumb sons of bitches did.
Hey, as long as y'all have fun with that.
And by the way, Simon, as much as I would love for Cameron Grimes to win that match, you might as well just start buying your shit for your Cody costume.
That's fine. I
cosplay. You just back yourself into a fucking corner on that one. So.
Hey, I'll cosplay. I'm down with it. As long as it ain't a real tattoo. Law's not a real tattoo.
He's going to show us that the curtains match the drapes, isn't he?
What? What kind of damn show are you talking about? I ain't doing that shit.
Talk about Raw Underground.
Oh, really?
It's going to be 4-hour long Raw if I'm doing all that.
Hello. More of a goodbye.
All right, guys. Good. Yeah.
Hey, at least that little tattoo that they send in the mail will fit it perfectly. Right there.
Oh boy, here you go.
Wow.
Well, at least I can see my shit.
All right, listen
don't
here.
You like, all don't right, you laugh, and
break it up.
Lucky, you can't even shit. I don't see your own shit.
It's breaking down over here. All right, SmackDown.
I know. After all what we just said, SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown.
All right.
I'll start it off.
It was a good show.
I'll start it off. So, they announced the most important thing, and I'm so excited about this. They are renting the Amway Center to do Raw, SmackDown, and the pay-per-views. Boom. Okay? So, and rumor has it
that
there's going to be kind of like the interactive fan experience like you see with the NBA, and that this agreement is running through October 30th. And one of the clauses that there's no fans allowed in the venue. So I expect for this to be a much better presentation now because the PC – you know, it kind of ran its course, so I'm glad that they decided to do something like this. It's only 15 minutes away from the PC, so it's not like they have a huge way to track. But, yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, this was part of the announcement on SmackDown. You must have missed that one.
Well, the one cool thing that happened on SmackDown is,
2020 has been the year of the unthinkable. So Wells Fargo is using some of our locations as drive-up food banks to help provide 50
AKA
million.
The Foot Clan from Ninja Turtles, as Big E had mentioned. I thought that shit was slick.
And then there was like 1,000 of them. I thought it was only going to be 5 people. It was 1,000 of them.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of homelessness in Florida. So, I mean, you can just mess up anybody. And they're wearing masks, so they're COVID appropriate. And just give them shit to bang on, apparently.
COVID appropriate.
What? You're COVID appropriate. They're wearing masks.
AEW already did it. Next.
Anyways, but if you look at it, I like that they're showing Big E, obviously showcasing him as being a leader. I felt that that was appropriate. Not just because I like the dude, but I like how he was empowered. And he was flexing the muscles, and he let everybody know. And then you had dorky-ass fucking Sheamus' ass come out there looking like freaking American Gods out there with his little dorky-ass shit. Only the freaking... I'm not even going to go in on him. Change that shit, bro. Change that shit. And then you had, all the women to find out who's going to face Bayley. And out... send it off to somebody else to talk about the result of that match.
Why Asuka again?
I thought it was genius.
Why? Listen, I get it. She's entertaining right now with the whole thing that she does and all that stuff. But I thought it was just, I thought it was overkill. I'm getting muted, maybe.
What's any different than her?
And hashtag then, not my king.
Didn't Becky have the same thing? If you kind of think about it, didn't Becky vibe for one title, didn't do it, and then went back even though she stole a spot and did it? So, I mean, it's not like it ain't been done before. So yeah, she's going to play with one of them titles.
Give me Shayna. Give me Shayna, man. It's long overdue.
Look, Lucky, you got to pay for that. How many times we got to tell you? You ain't getting that for free, okay? You got to pay for it.
You're doing this, give me Shayna, but the whole thing is they actually have a coherent story. So why the fuck put Elton right now?
You got to say that again.
Right.
You got to say that one more time.
Well, he's stuck. He can't.
I'm being serious. I couldn't hear him. Say it one more time.
Yeah. Well, he's stuck right
that
now.
That screen freeze, though.
Yeah. That's Cox for you. Hey, first of all, that's his internet provider. Sucks. Hey, I will say he's welcome back. Hey,
you want to say your thought again? Because nothing came through, Matt Michaels.
Oh, he's gone.
No, he's coming back once he gets back. Because I really wanted to hear what he was saying.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the edibles have kicked in.
I think they kicked in like a good 2 hours ago.
Hey, but elsewhere you got. Hair versus hair match, Mandy, Sonya, which I'm in on. I think we all know the result there. Mandy's not getting her hair cut any more than it already is. So she's going to get some payback on Sonya Deville. I'm disappointed they didn't pull the trigger on Shorty G going full heel. Like, that was an opportunity right there. You know, you talk about building stars and turning a corner. They could have turned a corner with Shorty G.
But how you know that they didn't?
Yeah, and I'm glad you didn't say build a star in Shorty G.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't. You can't build him any bigger than he is.
Oh, my gosh.
But why? What makes you think that he just didn't – he's not going heel just based on what happened? I mean, he could have –
It's the same gimmick.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's together obviously with King Corbin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think they missed the opportunity.
Do you think they missed the opportunity? What would you have done differently?
I would have expected
you would have had Kurt Angle win the match over King Corbin.
Well, there you go. That's first and foremost. God damn it.
No, but it also, what would you have done?
I would have expected like different attire, the whole nine.
You want a full change. You don't like slowly. Change. Okay, you want a full change.
But your deal is not working. Okay. They had a little bit of meat there, a little nugget, and they could have just turn it into.
Hold on. So a little nugget, like the kind that took you more than 10 minutes to push out, like that.
Yeah, whatever. But they could have made something happen with him. Obviously, the couple things that they've tried over and over again with him hasn't worked.
I wonder why.
What?
I wonder why.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wonder why. But, I mean, you had something right there. And then you let it go. So, whatever.
Just let that one go out of his contract to AEW.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, but I will say, seeing Chris Parks on TV, and Chris Parks, for those of you who don't know him by his real name, Abyss.
That's his real name? That's his real name.
And he appeared as Joseph Parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
nice try, Lucky.
Seeing him on TV. Well, whatever.
did your source give you that information?
Yeah. Seeing him on TV was really cool.
No, that was cool. I enjoyed that.
I don't know how much he has left in the tank.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
No. Sign me up.
Oh, God. You don't like Cameron Grimes, but you want to see another fucking Joseph Parks match.
Hey, I was a fan of Abyss.
You're going to get your wish one day. It's going to be Joseph Parks versus Cameron Grimes. You're going to have to eat that shit.
You know what? Abyss was great 15 years ago.
Yep.
I just saw fucking Roberta and Ricky fucking Rock and Roll Express get beat up this weekend. I don't need to see fucking 55-year-old Abyss get his ass kicked.
Touché.
Look, I'll tell you right now, man, COVID is taking enough of my elderly. I don't need to see it on wrestling. Oh, I'm being honest with you. I don't need to see that. It's not entertaining to me at all.
Hey, but my last point is that Braun Strowman is doing whatever they're writing for him right now is actually much better the last couple of weeks than he has been. And I like this aggressive side to him and playing mind games. So I think they're onto something with him.
I like the confliction with, what do you call it?
Alexa. And just so you know.
Alexa.
Thank you. Alexa, that's what I was about to say. Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just so you guys know, his real name is Chris Joseph Parks. Thank you.
Yeah, but the character is fucking Joseph Park. No, fuck you. Fuck you. Take that out. You fucking called him Chris Parks. And then fucking on camera, they called him Joseph. So fuck off. You want to, okay. Ooh, right there. Fuck off.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
That will be ripped and capped. That will be on the internet forever.
Yes, it will.
Hey, overall, that SmackDown was a good show.
Okay. You're right. But I want to talk about it.
Can we talk for a split second, though, about the phenomenal Intercontinental Statistics System?
Oh.
Or this?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. When that whole thing was going on, like that warmed the cockles of my heart.
The cockles,
yes.
The cockles,
yes.
Alrighty,
there it
but
is.
But no, so there was some pretty interesting shit on SmackDown. I think that we had been rolling into a period where up until the last couple of weeks that. Raw was actually better TV than SmackDown had been. In the last couple of weeks, it seems like if SmackDown has turned a corner and has become an enjoyable show again. So I'm thankful for that.
And guess what you have to attribute that to? The Retribution. Since they've shown up on both shows have gotten better. It's a through line, man. Through line.
You keep that up, and karma's gonna bite you in the ass with another lockup.
Well, hey, I'm willing to risk it with NXT because guess what? They didn't show up on NXT yet. I wonder why.
Well, I said it a long time ago. It's just another version of the Nexus, except they're the Foot Clan.
Yeah, which I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if like somebody like Ciampa is the one behind Retribution. I know that he said that he doesn't want to be involved with like main roster stuff, but that's somebody that immediately stands out to me as being a big part of that group. I don't know if he'll be a leader, but he'll definitely be a substantial part of that group. I'm looking forward to seeing Sonya Deville bald. That's going to be interesting, especially when there are so many people out there that would go great lengths to get some of her hair.
She almost got kidnapped.
As evidenced by what happened a couple of days ago, where some fucking idiot lunatic bastard crossed a line that you should never cross, and actually got into Sonya Deville's house. And she was able to escape, call 911. Cops got there. The guy was still there. They found, zip ties, duct tape, rope, all that kind of shit. So he was going to do some serious fucking ridiculous shit. So I'm just happy that, that had at least a good ending in this case.
So, Simon, what does your underwear smell like?
Why would I ever kidnap somebody? Oh. Wow. I'd have no idea, nor would I would ever want to break the law to find out or anything like that. I would rather go to Thailand and turn Simon Street into Samantha Street. I'd have a better chance of finding that.
Okay, we just found out what the bet is.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the point where I just want to thank the listeners for still sticking with us.
We talk about it. They know this shit week in, week out. They're going to get this type of shit.
This is why you're the bad boys, right?
Yeah.
Apparently,
that's the light of
bad boys.
With the Thailand bad boys.
You can't say that's why you're the bad boys. You're in on this too.
I was wondering
whether you like it or whether you don't.
I was wondering if you were going to catch that. I should have known you were going to.
No, but in all seriousness, when I did kind of read that bulletin, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like you never really want to ever hear about that in general, because we did talk about in our other show about, suicide prevention and how mental health plays into that. Again, it's great that we have this product of wrestling. It's great that we're entertained and we have these people that we watch every week. But when you cross that line, as Sin City Steve said, that's where I sometimes wonder, like, if you hear anybody even saying that, one of your friends or inner circle, you need to pull them to the side. And if you really feel like that conversation is not going to stick through them, you need to report the ass, because that's scary. You see what I'm saying? If I ever hear anybody talking about, man, I love Sonya Deville, and I just got to be with her. Like, shit like that is not cool. It's not cool. And I'm glad she's safe, because I was really... that would have been scary for her. And she still came to work,
So the most surprising thing out of it is that there, you would have thought by now in this day and age of social media that another, like the Bellas, would have had something like this happen already.
Yeah.
And there was a little thing that they did back on the, I think it was Total Bellas or Total Divas, where I think it was at Danielle in her house, where they had like an intruder. They had to get a security system or something like that, along those lines. But in terms of like a legit, crazy man stalking, you would figure this shit would have already happened by now.
Yeah.
And maybe not even, what about the other, AEW now has to kind of at least think about it. People need to seriously consider this now.
Let me point out too, long time ago, even though she went a little bit too hard on it, making awareness of it and people gave a shit for it, Sasha Banks was talking about this a long time ago. And I'm not saying she was the only one,
but she was talking. Well, if you look at the court filing, I mean, you didn't show up.
Huh? What?
Whoosh. Why don't you just get the Cody Rhodes tattoo? Get it now. You're fine.
I'm not. I'm not going to agree upon anything that would endanger Sasha Banks. But I was saying that as a point to where she was talking about that, and even though the way she was putting it way back in the day, it was like, ugh, you know. But is the fact there are some people that you know, they straddle the line between fantasy and reality, unfortunately. You know what I mean? And things have to be put in place. You know, we all know, we've seen videos when stupid ass people jump in the ring and get their asses handed to them. But what happens on the outside in these people's regular lives?
So what did you say? It was a cross between what?
It's a cross between like
reality and what did you say?
Fantasy and reality. Like some people straddle that, I feel. Like they can't clearly tell what's fantasy and what's reality.
Would you say there might be like a land of fantasy and reality blurring?
Well, I know somebody in that circle that runs the place. We should probably ask them what are their gelling boxes, you know, their laws.
I think it's the land of fuck.
Fuck. The fucking. The fucking.
Game over, motherfucker.
Ooh, damn.
I will say this. Let me jump back over to Retribution. Being that they're not going to be in the performance center any longer, I thought maybe would have been really good instead of messing up the back room and all that, which was great, was maybe do a stronger segment of, you know, maybe not coming out start at the beginning, but towards the end, and just literally tearing up that performing arts and the things that they really don't necessarily, I mean, they can always buy more acrylics if they need, but you know, tear that down, put something on fire. I don't know, take that chainsaw and just go right down the middle of the ring, you know, just tear it up. Maybe make one of those little screens up there. Just, you know, of course,
The group ain't gonna be that big, baby. It ain't gonna be that.
Well, it's no different than what's already happening, but you're taking it to a bigger. I think for it to be a really strong end in that way would have been really strong, you know. Unless I don't know if it's just a joke where it's about to end and that's it, but.
I don't think it's a joke. But I think they fluffed up the numbers to make a statement, and then eventually it will, just like most of these things do, you'll see the numbers shrink, and then you'll see 4 to 5 people who eventually unmask themselves. Come on, we watch wrestling. They've done this shit from TNA to freaking NXT to freaking, I mean, they've always done this. It's nothing new.
It's Scott Steiner. It's Scott Norton. It's Virgil. You know, it's Stevie Ray,
mm-hmm.
And then it's X-Pac, Hogan, Nashball, DiBiase.
Okay, all right.
Now you know what does kind of suck, Impact, that I wish it was, and this was like when it first hit. I was like, what if this would have been cool if this was all the people they let go? But unfortunately, we know where all the people that got let go, where they went. So yeah. That shit's out of the, you know.
Yeah, right back to NXT to get beat up by the Undisputed Era.
Exactly.
That part.
All right, well, let's jump over into UFC. It was a big fight weekend. UFC 252. And, no, I guess we go to the King for that, and he can let us know how did that turn out.
Well, it turned out well for Stipe. It was kind of I'll break it down for you. This was Daniel Cormier's last fight, the swan song, right? And I would have liked to see the match go off without any kind of controversy. Their first fight, DC eye poked him, right? But he was able to recover, and then the fight went on, and then, you know, DC actually ended up winning that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Second fight, Stipe won. So this fight, Daniel Cormier, you know, this was, for all intents and purposes, his last fight. He wanted to finish, you know, before he was 40, but he's getting ready to come up on 41. And, you know, there was just a very bad eye poke. The matchup was pretty well even by going, DC won round one, Stipe round two. and Stipe got DC with a very good flurry. So most people had the fight, you know, probably even 2-2. And then the fifth round was going to be the determinant factor. But when the scorecards were read, the scorecards were just way off. And they were, you know, highly favoring Stipe. I just don't know. I don't know if this is it for DC. It's hard to stomach a loss like this. Because if you look at his eye, when he got poked, Stipe's finger went all the way into his eye. Mm. And if you've seen the picture online or if you're watching it live, DC's eye looked like, you know, remember Wanda from In Living Color where the eye was just cross-eyed like that? I mean, it was really bad. So going into the, like, the fourth and fifth round, he really couldn't see.
Yeah.
He was able to recover. So I don't know, you know, if he could go out like that. I don't know if I, as a fighter, I don't know if I could go out.
No, so you just proved your point. You just said, I don't know if I could.
Right, I'm not a fighter, but I am very competitive, and I know how competitive he is. So you can't, I don't know if you can call it a career the way it went down.
Dude, so, again, how many zeros?
Hey, there you go. What he said after the fight was, they asked him if he was going to keep going. He said that he's only in this for titles. So he kind of left the door open there. They didn't talk to him after the fact, like at the press conference, which is normal, because he went to the hospital. And I'm sure tomorrow he's got a show. I don't know if he'll be on it, but anyway, it's him and Ariel Helwani. They normally do a show on Monday. So I'm looking to get insight to see, you know, if he may, you know. But overall, the show, that fight was good. The fight, the co-main event, which was Sugar Shane, Sean O'Malley and Marlon Vera, was supposed to be a very, very good scrap. Something happened with Sugar early where he, you know, kind of caught his toe in the octagon turf or whatever, fell down, and from there, you know, Marlon just, you know, hit him with a few punches or a few elbows, and the ref called it off. So it didn't live up to the hype. But overall, you know, the card itself was kind of meh. The DC and Stipe fight was good. It went back and forth. I mean, I guess I could be a little biased because I wanted DC to at least come out and have a better showing. But after that eye poke in the third round, like 4 and 5, when the fight was over, I was like, all right, cool, time to go to sleep.
Where does it end though, Lucky? I have to ask you, and actually for all you guys, I have to ask, where does it end? I mean, you know, all these combat sports companies are just doing this eye for an eye stipulation now, and it's just progressively getting more and more intense. And where does it end?
You mean with the eye pokes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so
AEW did it, WWE did it, now UFC's doing it.
Well, I will say this is a real sport, right? So the eye pokes, yeah.
It was a fucking joke. My God.
I know where you're going with it. But I will say, let me just say this one thing.
That's hilarious.
That they have been working on trying to get technology for a while to close up the gloves, right? But it's tough because you're grappling and things like that. But I, on a serious note, it happens a lot. It happens with the eye pokes. But this one was just so egregious. And then the referee missed the eye poke that would have gave DC time to recover.
So if Mike Chioda would have been reffing, it would have been okay.
It would have been okay.
And the great thing is the boys over at UFC, they always offer their shirts in extra large. So he'd have been covered, him and his whole belly.
Yeah. So as Shant so eloquently stated in the chat, I just Googled Daniel Cormier eye injury. I regret everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever you do, don't Google it.
Don't Google it. It's bad.
I'm going to love to Google it right now.
Yeah, it's really
be
bad.
Better off, you'd be better off Googling Blue Waffle or some shit.
No, I'm not doing that. Not you doing that,
though. Here's the thing.
Didn't he already have a crooked eye?
No.
Eye poking. It's a bad thing. But killing someone is worse. And there's one person you cannot kill. And that is, you cannot kill David Arquette. And I think we better take a look at this trailer to what is going to be one hell of a documentary coming out soon.
There you go.
Isn't he supposed to be in the new Scream? I think they might kill him.
Legends Wrestling, one of the biggest events of the year. 10,000 fans in attendance as Ken Anderson takes on David Arquette.
David Arquette is the wrestler sucks.
I don't give a shit about David Arquette.
It's the biggest disgrace in professional wrestling history.
Did David Arquette just... What's going on here?
An untrained Hollywood actor wins most prestigious championship.
His involvement in wrestling really hurt his career.
10 years of rejection, that's crazy.
I want to clear my name and, through the process, honor wrestling.
This ain't the movies. We don't have stunt doubles.
I'd like to announce my return to professional wrestling.
Do they wrestle again? What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Why do you want to get back in the ring?
It's been 18 years of people thinking I disrespected wrestling.
I'm just kind of sick of being a joke.
There's a lot going on with David.
His anxiety is crippling.
2 years ago, it's a heart attack. A year later, it's a death match. So what does that mean for next year?
The ribs actually break, they can actually bleed into your lungs.
Wrestling's not fake, guys. Wrestling's not fake.
Wrestling's done!
You are godlike. You are the man.
One last time, I have to really prove myself.
What are you going to do when you go to your movie and you show up like that?
Oh, shit.
Hey.
It's actually pretty cool.
We need him on the show.
The future AEW champion, David Arquette.
I don't think that's going to happen again, but I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah.
He's still getting killed.
Today is
the next
a big
screen.
Day for I'm fans just, of Back I'm to the Future, you know the that. Movies. Today is October.
You almost got killed in the next 2000.
So.
This is true.
It's a great. No, it's. You know what? This is something that is. It's twofold. One, it's publicity. I mean, from day one, when you go through the challenge of making yourself a legitimate wrestler so that you can go back and say to the fans, you really even shouldn't care about that, you know, I am legitimate. That takes a lot of balls to do. It also garnishes you a lot of publicity. And it's going to achieve two things. It's going to put him back in the spotlight. Hopefully he can do more acting gigs. And if he doesn't get the acting gigs, he now can get wrestling gigs. Win-win.
Yeah.
Well, it also reminds me, too, Joaquin Phoenix came out with a documentary a while back. I think it was like 2010 or 11 or something, somewhere around that. I can't remember. But basically, he wanted to be a rapper. And it was a documentary-type film. I remember he got with Puffy, and he was really trying. I was like, what the hell? I think it's called I'm Still Here or something like that. And that's what it kind of reminds me of. But the cool thing is for us that watch wrestling is I think a lot of us do at some point, whether we want to admit to it or not, we were not happy with that result. WCW, he won the World Heavyweight Champion. We're like, what the fuck? And mind
course,
you, too.
Of course, Steve's shaking his head. Of course, he wouldn't
well,
find
no, no. Dude, obviously, I understand why they did it. But obviously, as a fan at the time, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, even, even to this, Sin City Steve, it validates why me and King Lucky were so upset in New Orleans when Lil Nicky won.
Oh, Lord.
Because it immediately, for me, recalled back of how I was dissatisfied during that time when Arquette won that. So, I mean, even
I
though...
Never,
just really quick, just remember, when he shows up to be part of this game that the Fiend is playing with Braun, and Nicholas comes in and kicks Braun's ass. That is the payoff, you fuckers. Would just you just don't give it enough credit.
5 years later.
That's great.
Long-term booking. I wish.
Look, Mac Michaels, if his mama, from the time he was in New Orleans when I was pissed the fuck off, is feeding him creatine and shit in his meal diet, by all fucking means, I will
creatine?
Get a fucking t-shirt.
Creatine?
The creatine.
What the fuck is that?
You know what? You know, y'all kiss my ass. As much as Impact messes up.
Thank you, Ed. Go ahead, Impact.
Thank you. And let me just tell you this. I had never seen two grown men act as babies when they saw Nicholas become part of the tag team. I it was the worst watching Simon Street and King Lucky act like just children because of this.
But I had a reason. And I had a valid reason because I paid.
We were speaking for
the cost of tickets.
There. That was fucking bullshit.
First off.
And I paid a ticket. And I ain't got a lot of money.
Listen, that entire weekend, Matt Michaels and Sin City Steve, everything was great that weekend.
Until that day.
Up till that match. Then shit went to hell with King Lucky. Okay. And it was like, what the hell is going on? So, you know,
I got over it that night.
Whatever you do, please never do nothing like that again. And I happen to be around these guys because I can't take it anymore. It wasn't that bad.
All I know is, seriously, Bruce, Matt just gave you an amazing idea. You need to see it through.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just being totally real with you. Just make that happen. Nicholas gets turned by the Fiend against Braun.
I'd be cool with that.
I will
eat crow. I will eat crow.
Conrad.
And the WWE can tape it and say, you know what? I was fucking wrong. 100%.
So you would go to Thailand and get one of them their operations there? Come on, baby.
First of all, I don't know why I feel uncomfortable that you told me that and then said baby right afterwards. I'm just saying, I ain't judging.
Dude, then you'd have Ricky, Roberta, and Simona.
Simona Street.
Simona Street.
Oh, my God.
Not Aisha.
Not Aisha.
Oh, my God.
Well, gentlemen, we have had a great, great, great night tonight. And we're going to give our final shout-outs. So everybody can know what's going on. See how you're feeling. Let's start with you. Any, meeny, miny, mo. Simon Street, what would you like to say, man?
You know, everybody continue to be safe out there. Thank you so much for, tuning into the show, supporting us. Please download the app. It's great. Very innovative. And sign up for the notifications. Mm-hmm. And we love each and every one of y'all.
Yep. Thanks, man. Simon Street. I mean, Sin City.
So I just want to let everybody know. Tune into the app once again, and everybody be safe out there.
Well, hey, Impact's on the edible tonight, baby.
He might be. Right?
Sin City, go.
All right. So, like to give some shout outs to our Facebook homies hanging out with us in the chat room, in the feed. Shout outs to Shant, Tristan, John. We've got we had Lisa pop in there for one post,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, also from the other whatever anachronism, yay! So from the earlier session in that chat room we had some posts from Lori and we also had some other people making great posts all night. So thank you so much for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Also repsports.com. Go there, all of your health and wellness needs, energy drinks, pre-workout. It's all right there. Rep Sports, REPP Sports.com. and use the promo code Vegas at checkout. Save yourself 15%.
All right, all right. King Lucky.
Subscribe to our YouTube and subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you choose to follow. We got some very cool stuff coming up, very cool interviews. So subscribe, share, tell a friend.
All right. Matt Michaels.
Good night.
It's 10:41. We're finishing early. You should
special
be
shout out. Special shout out to the Storm and Mormon as well.
Yes. Thank you. Storm and Mormon.
Absolutely.
Our boy.
There's always a spot in Beaverville for you, just not in Smartville.
What are you talking about, bro? That's the VP of the Smarts.
No. He's gonna hang out on.
No, I have more respect for him than for him to be the VP of Smarts.
Smartville.
DJ, you can finish it.
All right. Well, look. Again, everyone, thanks for listening. And again, download the app as we hear us promoting. Our chat feature was down for a little bit, but it is back up, and it's still a work in progress, but we'll continue to keep adding new things to it. So download it. It's free, and you also will get a chance to connect with us a little bit more as we have the different chat rooms you can go into and see what we think during these shows and all. So with that, thanks so much, and we will see you back next week.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.